snowy Monday. You got some African football for us.
Lots of African football news, Joe. Cameroon beat the Democratic Republic of Congo Monday 3-1 to advance to the quarterfinals at the African Nations Championship football tournament in Rwanda. Remember, VOA football fans, this competition, also called CHAN, is for locally based players in Africa. The indomitable Lions of Cameroon topped Group B with 7 points from 3 matches. The DRC with 6 points also goes through to the final 8. In Monday's other Group B game, Angola beat Ethiopia 2-1. Angola finishes the tournament with 3 points and Ethiopia with 1 point. Rwanda will host the Democratic Republic of Congo Saturday in Kigali in 1 quarterfinal. And that same day, Cameroon will meet Ivory Coast in another quarterfinal in Butare, Rwanda. Rwanda and Ivory Coast finished first-round play in Group A on Sunday. The Wasps of Rwanda sealed their place in the Final 8 with victories over Ivory Coast and Gabon in their first 2 matches. On Sunday in Kigali, though, the Rwandans did not impress. With a quarterfinal berth already secured, the Wasps were beaten convincingly by Morocco, as we hear now from Mark Ouma.
Morocco's stand hosts Rwanda 4-1 in the capital Kigali as Ivory Coast dismissed Gabon 4-1 in Butare, some 140 kilometers south of Kigali, as Group A action concluded at the Orange African Nations Championship in Rwanda on Sunday. Rwanda and Ivory Coast advanced to the quarterfinals. Earlier on Saturday, Zambia pipped Uganda 1-0 as Mali edged Zimbabwe by a solitary goal in Group D action at the Umganda Stadium in Gishenyi. Zambia has 6 points and qualify for the quarterfinals with a game in hand. Mali has 3 points, Uganda 1, while Zimbabwe have no point. On Friday, Niger and Guinea drew 2-2 as Tunisia and Nigeria played to a 1-1 draw in Group C action at the Nyamiramba Stadium in Kigali. Nigeria topped the group with 4 points. Guinea and Tunisia are tied on 2 points each, while Niger has 1 point.
February is Black History Month here in the United States, and to mark it, my VOA colleague James Buddy will once again have special programming on our Daybreak Africa radio show, and James joins us now with more details.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Butte here to remind you that February is Black History Month in the United States. And starting Monday, February 1st, we will begin our Black History Month series and daily quiz on Daybreak Africa. Listen every morning as we profile historical African-American and African individuals and events. You can win special VOA goodies by answering one of our daily Black History questions. Please send your answers to Daybreak Africa at voanews.com. You can also call us on 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, select the number 25 to leave us your answer.
Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In American-style professional football, the Carolina Panthers will play the Denver Broncos February 7th in the 50th Super Bowl in Santa Clara, California. The Panthers and the Broncos won their respective conference championship games at home on Sunday. In the National Football Conference title game, The Panthers mauled the visiting Arizona Cardinals 49-15 in Charlotte, North Carolina. Carolina's all-around quarterback Cam Newton ran for two touchdowns and passed for two others. Meanwhile, the tough Panthers defense forced seven turnovers in the lopsided game. Earlier in Denver, Colorado, the Broncos edged the defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots 20-18. Star quarterback Tom Brady and the Patriots had a chance to even the game in the closing seconds, but Denver's defense stopped a two-point conversion attempt by New England. The Broncos are in the Super Bowl for a record-tying eighth time. The Patriots, Dallas Cowboys, and Pittsburgh Steelers have also made eight Super Bowl appearances. Denver is aiming for its third Super Bowl championship, having won back-to-back titles in 1998 and 1999. Meanwhile, the Panthers advanced to the Super Bowl for the first time in 12 years. They lost to the Patriots 32-29 in Super Bowl 38. As I mentioned, Super Bowl 50 will be played in Santa Clara, California, about 70 kilometers southeast of San Francisco. Super Bowl 50 has been nicknamed the Golden Super Bowl because it's being played in the Golden State of California. The game will be held in the home stadium of the San Francisco 49ers, a club named after the miners of the California Gold Rush, and because a 50th anniversary is traditionally golden. As my buddy Uncle Ted Roberts likes to say,
give me gold, bro. Give me gold, bro.
Voice of America.
The German sportswear company Adidas is reportedly trying to end its 11-year sponsorship deal with the International Association of Athletics Federations, which would be a huge economic blow for the sports world governing body. Adidas is the IAAF's biggest commercial sponsor, and the move could cost the IAAF tens of millions of dollars. Media reports say Adidas wants to terminate the sponsorship deal 4 years early, and it's reportedly a direct result of the doping scandal sweeping world athletics. Matthew Beasley is from Henderson Global Investors.
If this is true and Adidas are pulling out on their sponsorship with the IAAF, this would clearly be a sign of them balking in the face of what has been a continual stream of very negative news flow in the athletics industry, which of course is potentially important for Adidas given where they sit relative to Nike. More interesting, I think, as an equity investor is the appointment of a new chief executive at Adidas, the former CEO of Henkel. Adidas has been a company that has generally lagged Nike both in terms of profitability, returns and indeed growth. So the opportunity for Adidas to steal a march on Nike under new leadership and perhaps reposition itself away from some of these controversies as relates to athletics, clearly could be quite meaningful.
Meanwhile, Beasley compares sponsorship in athletics with sponsorship in football.
Football is a very much larger business than athletics. If football is one of those sports that truly touches every country around the world, and the importance for some of the very largest brands to remain associated with football has been seen very much in their inability to distance themselves from FIFA, from world football, even in the face of immense scandal during 2015. So athletics, while important as a business, is a business that some companies like Adidas could indeed perhaps contemplate stepping away from, whereas football is a business that, quite frankly, is far too important for anybody to turn their nose up at.
Earlier this month, Sebastian Coe, the president of the IAAF, said his organization had a lot of work to do to regain the trust of the public, athletes, and sponsors.
It's very important that we go on doing what we need to do to make those changes. The public, the athletes, the sponsors, the media will ultimately judge us on the changes that we make. We can't beg them for trust. We have to earn it, and we should not be in denial about that. And Dick Pound is absolutely right. This is a long journey. We can make the changes, and we can make those changes quickly, but the cultural embeddingment of this is going to take some time.
That's Sebastian Coe, the president of the International Association of Athletics Federations, or IAAF, speaking earlier this month. Finally, in pro basketball, the Golden State Warriors will host the San Antonio Spurs later Monday night in a meeting of the NBA's two top clubs. The Spurs are riding a 13-game winning streak heading into the game at Oracle Arena in Oakland, California. San Antonio has an overall record of 38 wins and 6 losses. The Warriors, meanwhile, have the NBA's best record, 40 victories and only 4 defeats. That overall record includes 24 wins in a row to start the season. San Antonio will be without veteran star Tim Duncan, who has soreness in his right knee, and he'll sit out tonight. The Warriors have won all 20 of their home games this season, and they're looking to extend a 38-game regular season home winning streak that dates to last season. Golden State star guard Stephen Curry says it's going to be a fun game tonight. Curry leads the NBA in scoring, averaging just over 30 points a game. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Back to Joe DiCapua.